Blog Talk Radio. The Russell Price Morning Show, every morning here, giving you information you can use, information that will succeed, information that you need. We give it to you every morning from 10 to 10:30. It's the most powerful radio show on the internet. Spread the word. The Russell Price Morning Show is all about you. Call in, talk about your business, 347-637-1577. Our special guest is Bev. She's coming on, and she's going to talk about her baking experience and also her baking company. It's going to be really, really a big event on October 17th, and Bev will be there. Bev, are you on the air?
I'm on, Russell. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome aboard. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show. What you're doing is such excellent, excellent talent. First off, tell us about your company, the name of your company, and who you are.
The name of my company is Auntie Bev's Gourmet Cakes and Desserts. I am Beverly Bush. I started my company in Miami, Florida, and recently moved back to the Washington, D.C. area and have picked up business here. As a matter of fact, I'm in the commercial kitchen this morning baking up a storm for the event that's going to be next week on the 17th.
Is that serious? Well, in the commercial kitchen, baking the goods, that means that you can't bake. You have so many goods to bake, it cannot be baked in a standard oven. It has to be baked in a commercial oven. Tell us what inspired you to get into baking.
What inspired me to get into baking was I was adopted into a family. I went to Miami and I became friends with this young lady who had a large family. And he always had events going on for birthdays or other special occasions. And I don't cook very much. I can cook. I'm from Georgia. I don't cook very much. I prefer baking. It's therapeutic for me, and I just put a lot of love into the baking. And people tell me that they can taste that in the products that I bake, the cakes that I bake primarily. But I also do southern desserts like peach cobbler and homemade cheesecake. So I do a variety of custom cakes. I don't necessarily do cupcakes. I can't, but everybody's doing cupcakes. And I'm not one who goes with what everybody else is doing. What I do is I have a combination, two cakes that I do as combination cakes with red velvet, which is a favorite of a lot of people, and also carrot cake. So there are there's a layer of red velvet on the bottom, carrot in the middle, and red velvet on top. And that is frosted with the cream cheese frosting and topped with nuts. People really, I'm getting a really good reception on that cake. People like it. I also do another cake that has key lime cake, pineapple, and key lime. And it is also frosted in a cream cheese frosting and it's topped with coconut. So I try to do something that's different. I'm trying to find my niche in the market, and I believe that based on the response from my customers, I have a chance.
I want to say publicly more than a chance. The opportunity is endless. I have personally tasted the cake. The cake that you described, carrot cake in the middle, red velvet on both sides, with a frosting that you would die for. Once you taste that cake, you know it's something unique and it's something different. And it is a staple of yours. It is a signature cake. It's something that nobody else has. And that's what makes it so unique. Baking used to be the asset of a home. When I was a child, people baked every day. Someone baked something in the neighborhood. You could walk down the street and smell the apple pie in the windowsill. You could go to Aunt Jennifer's house, and there was a pound cake baked in the oven. Why today has baking sort of diffused, not to the point of it where it was in the 40s or the 30s or the 50s?
Well, I think that it's easy to go to the grocery store and get a decent cake. I don't have anything against the cakes that that you customarily see at birthday parties. I mean, they're convenient and they're not bad. But there is something to be said for a homemade cake. That tends to be the cake that people put to the side. You know, they put that out if they have to, but they put out the store-bought stuff because there is a distinct difference. And people who know baked goods, they can tell a homemade cake and the difference between how it's made. And so all of the products that I make are homemade. I do everything from scratch. And even the frosting, I make my frosting from scratch. So, like I said, there's something to be said for the love and the care and the dedication and devotion that goes into making a baked good. And you see the response when people, you know, just jump right on it and it's gone. Or they keep it to the side because it's special. So there is something special about somebody giving their time and the love to create something in the form of food that other people will enjoy. And I do enjoy what I do, and I do put a lot of love into my baking.
What you said is truly, in my opinion, an opportunity for people to understand what cake baking is all about. You mentioned cake from scratch. People don't understand that, what that actually means when you say making a cake from scratch. That means that you put ingredients in. You have a measuring cup. That means that it's not something that you just open a box up and throw it in a bowl and put two eggs in it. It's a whole different process of making a cake, and people don't understand that. A lot of new young people, or especially young men or young women, when they say baking from scratch, what does that mean? You have to really understand what baking from scratch means, and you have to experience it. As a child, I used to sit in the kitchen on a stool with my grandmother when she baked cakes from scratch. I can remember the little can of Clabber Girl. I can remember the little sister when the thing sitting in the powder splashed in my face. And all of a sudden, I could see this white thing, and I could see the actual mixing of this big spoon. It was a big spoon. There was no electric mixer. This from scratch thing is serious. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to really, really expand on what baking from scratch is. That it's not something that everybody can do. It's not really something that people will do. We'll be right back.
Okay.
to actually baking from scratch, I want you to really talk to me about what it means to have, I mean, how did you come up with your name, the name of your company? How did you come up with the name of your company?
Well, it's actually the name that I was given by, I was saying before, the family who adopted me. I became friends with the lady. We just stopped and we were actually at the groomers, and I asked her a question about what she thought about the groomers since I was new to the Miami area. And she and I just clicked, and we became friends almost instantly, and I started to go to her family event. And everybody contributed in some way. So everything was a potluck kind of gathering. Everybody brought what they thought was good, or if they didn't make or cook, and they could bring, you know, paper goods or whatever. But it was just everybody pitching in and putting on an impromptu gathering where people just shared the love. And I actually was looking for a good pound cake because, I'm from Georgia, and there's nothing like a good pound cake. I could not find a bakery, and I could not find a homemade cake. So I started with recipes and take several attempts to get a recipe right or the way that you said that end product should taste. So you hit it one time and maybe it doesn't taste. You say, well, it needs a little something one way or the other, and you just keep working at it. So the recipes that I have gone through several iterations of developing the recipes, so I know that when I go in and I follow the same approach, it's going to come out really good. So to answer your question about how I got the name, I became Auntie Belle because they adopted me into this large family, and because of my baking, that's what they just referred to me as. I guess I resemble somebody, you know, the presence of an auntie who could bake, and that's why I got the name Auntie Belle.
Hello? Yeah, yeah.
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, it's amazing. But talk about this baking from scratch.
Okay, baking from scratch, actually recipes, it's chemistry. Because every measurement or especially every ingredient has a function. The flour serves as the base for the cake. The baking soda, baking powder, and salt, they're leavening agents that make the cake rise. And so when an ingredient is off, then you're going to have a cake that either doesn't rise or it's fat, doesn't taste the way it's supposed to be, it's crumbly. So it's really an exact science. And you can't go in, and I've had that experience where you go in and you try to, you're in a hurry, and you just can't throw a cake together because it's not going to turn out right. So you have to be focused. And you have to pay attention to what you're doing, and you have to take your time. So it's not a quick process, and, you know, it's not extremely difficult, but in some cases it's also not extremely easy.
Well, people need to know that there is a difference, that cake baking is not the standard like it used to be years ago, that there's so many alternatives to cakes. But when you have a cake baked from scratch, it is a difference. That is a big difference. And you said something also earlier that people will take a cake that's homemade and put it aside. I've been to festivities where People have brought in cakes. I've been to repasses. I've been to potluck dinners, and people bring different things from different aspects to the party. And when someone brings in a homemade cake, they take that cake and put it on the counter away from the other cakes that people are going to be eating, and they only cut that cake and give it to certain people. They don't let everybody dip into the homemade cake. They let people
right.
take the store-bought cake, but when it comes to the home-baked cake or the cake made from scratch, they put it aside, and then they cut off that and give it to certain people, and they save the bulk of it for themselves. So that's the importance of a home-baked cake or cake from scratch. People tend to want to eat a cake from scratch better. So it's really, really best to do. Tell us what you're going to be doing.
I also want to say, too, about the ingredients. There are no preservatives in a homemade cake. When you go to the grocery store, you buy something that is made to last. And so they use certain other ingredients to make that cake last longer than it normally would. So you know that when you're getting a homemade cake, you're getting, especially with like a carrot, you're getting that fresh carrot grated, those raisins and nuts, all of that chopped up. So it does take a lot of time, but you're not getting something that, has a long shelf life, and it's fresher and the taste is a lot better.
So there's no preservatives in a homemade cake. It preserves
no.
itself. What's the shelf life of a homemade cake? How long can a homemade cake really survive without no preservatives?
Well, if a cake is refrigerated, then it could last about a week. You know, generally a good cake doesn't last but a couple of days. But you can keep a cake as long as you keep the temperature, low. Cakes do freeze. My cakes freeze, especially cakes like pound cakes, cakes without frosting, tend to have a longer shelf life under refrigeration. So if you leave anything that's dairy, if you leave it out room temperature, of course it's going to spoil. And without the preservatives, it's going to spoil faster. So you want to take care that, while you have that cake and it's being served, that's perfectly fine. But then once you want to store it, you want to put it in the refrigerator. And, after a few days, it's going to become dry. So you want to go ahead and consume that as quickly as possible, or you want to freeze it.
So frozen cakes is not a bad thing to freeze the cake. You can freeze the cake then. When it thaws out, would it be just like the cake?
Give it a little time at room temperature, and it thaws right out. So they do tend to. I've started doing that. I wasn't doing it initially, but if I need a cake to last a little longer, then there's nothing wrong with freezing it, bringing it back out, and then, continuing with the preparation.
Tell us about the 17th. What are you going to be bringing, and what the customers should expect on the 17th from you?
Well, on the 17th, the people who attend that event can expect samples of the special cakes that I have that I described earlier, the red carrot red and the key lime pineapple cake. They can also expect samples of the pound cake that I make and a double chocolate cake. I will also have samples for sale, but I have slices for sale, and also I can take orders for whole cakes, which is a good time now because of the holidays. So if if bacon is an afterthought and you want to make sure that the desserts are covered, just place your order, give me a call, and I generally only need about 24 hours because I make the cake fresh and made to order.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. Everybody, we're talking about it. We're promoting it on Facebook, Twitter, Be There Magazine. We want to make sure that people have access to you on the 17th. Once they taste a sample of your cake, I'm quite sure they're going to buy a slice of your cake, but also making the orders for the holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve. Well, what about weddings? Do you do wedding cakes?
I do wedding cakes. I also do anniversary cakes, birthday cakes, just cakes for any occasion. Like I said, the cakes are made to order, so you know, I talk to the client and find out what they want, and we go from there.
Well, fantastic. We're looking forward to seeing you. Give us, before we close out, give us the website, give us the email address, give us the phone number, and how they can get in touch with you.
Okay. My phone number is 703-474-7056. Again, my name is Auntie Bell. You can email me on auntiebellscakes@gmail.com. And my website is also under construction, but I'm on Facebook at Auntie Bell's Cakes on Facebook. So I have a Facebook page.
And like her on Facebook and follow her on Twitter and make sure that you see her on October 17th from 6:30 to 10:30 at Old Line Bistro Wine and Spirits. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be an opportunity to meet everybody from D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. We're also going to have live entertainment. We're going to have a fashion show by Dorcas. We're also going to have opportunity for you to eat dinner, dine, dancing, networking, everything in one place, and it's absolutely free to the public. Spread the word. Let everybody know. This has been the Russell Price Morning Show. We'll see you on Monday morning.
Woman will say